Welcome to another episode of HispaCast, the official podcast for Hispanic Studies here at the College of Charleston. My name is Dr. Michael Overholt. This past summer, Professor and Chair Mark Del Mastro accepted the position of Associate Provost for Curriculum and Academic Administration in the Office of the Provost and Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs. Hispanic Studies now has a new chair, Professor Mike Gomez, a graduate of the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, and of Boston University. Professor Gomez arrived at the College of Charleston in 2003, and since then he has taught classes in Hispanic studies relating to his various areas of research, the intersection of literature, science, and philosophy, as well as outside of the department, as part of the Honors Western Civ team. I had the privilege of sitting down with Chair Gomez and finding out more about the man behind the helm of the largest and most comprehensive undergraduate Spanish program in the Southeast.
Well, I started back in 2002 is when I applied for the position, which was quite some time ago. It was my first job out of, and only job out of grad school. So I came down to Charleston and fell in love with the city because it was a lot like Boston in some ways. I was in my second term as associate chair, so I suppose it would be, I started that back in 2015. When the position became available and I decided I would throw my hat in the ring. And I've been doing that ever since, actually until this past summer when the position for the chairship opened up and I found myself in this position and it's been very interesting.
Do you want to explain what interesting means?
You don't realize the complexities. So anyone looking outside, you know, to academia supposes certain things about what the job entails. And as we all know, a lot of those suppositions are, they're partial or they're just incorrect. The amount of things that I'm now responsible for is, I didn't know the extent of it. So it's a very humbling position. But it's challenging, so I've been enjoying it. But I definitely, even as associate chair, I have my responsibilities, and that was sort of a tip of an iceberg that I'm now discovering.
So what are some of the exciting challenges you see ahead in your leadership role in Hispanic studies?
Just practically speaking, and going back to the complexities of the chairship, is to become, you know, at least the initial period, just familiar with all the levers and buttons that, you know, that I have access to and I'm responsible for. So that, for me, is sort of an imperative at this point as I go through in the first very first step. You know, beyond that, I want to continue some of the programs of my predecessor, Mark Del Mastro, who really did a great job advocating for the department for the program, because I think that's more important than ever, especially in academia when there are cuts going on here and cuts going on there, to let people know the value of what you're doing, because it's not always a given. Sort of long range, I want to continue those making connections with different departments, different fields.
When you talk about those connections, are you talking about classes that are taught with professors from other departments or even other schools?
Yeah, in part. I mean, without a doubt. I'm also talking about our participation in programs. So, for example, in the study abroad context, you know, having a program which is language and culture based, but also maybe sort of draws people in, you know, from that orbit of the business school. And the other side, the more academic side, is having people teach, you know, in conjunction with these other disciplines. I got to teach in the Honors College with their Western Civ class. And one thing I noted there, I mean, I was the lit guy, We had a philosopher, we had a couple of historians, and somebody from poli sci. And, you know, that to me, to be able to sort of get that, you know, quote unquote Hispanic perspective out there, I thought was just such a wonderful opportunity.
Where do you see the Department of Hispanic Studies in 5 or maybe even 10 years?
In 5 years, I think that we'll be facing a lot of challenges. You know, as you go through, there is a sort of cash value view of education. You know, what's the bottom line? How is this going to, you know, directly parlay into, you know, increasing my earning power? We're going to have a lot of work to sort of keep people focused on the value of what we do. So that they don't lose sight of it. Because if you're a politician, if you're a doctor, whatever it may be, if you're culturally insensitive, it's going to affect you. So in that way, and it will make you a poorer individual. So I mean, I want to continue in 5 years. I want to look back and say that we've had success in that.
Besides your administrative role, you are a productive scholar. Tell us about your current research interests and projects.
Okay, well, I started out, I won't give you the dissertation talk, but I started out with philosophy and literature, and I enjoyed that a lot. So I did a lot on Unamuno and Kierkegaard and Nietzsche, and that sort of evolved. And at some point, I decided I wanted to sort of make the switch to science. So that's what I'm working on now, just sort of taking 19th century science fiction in Spain and showing where it is that we see these scientific resonances, like actual hard science, physics, astronomy.
When you were talking about philosophy, did you deal with Hispanic reception of philosophy? Because all the ones that you mentioned were not Hispanic, right?
Minus Unamuno.
Okay.
So Unamuno, and you're right. I mean, Spain doesn't have the fame that, for example, Germany or England or France has in philosophy. But the idea was to, I always was interested in just deep literature ideas behind it. So I gravitated towards the generation of 98. So I wanted to show, I've always wanted to make that connection. Again, sort of making the connection between Spain, you know, and then what else is going on around Spain. So that's where I made I talked about Nietzsche and Unamuno and Kierkegaard and Schopenhauer, because they all sort of were in this modernist context. So
what are your favorite courses to teach, and can you tell us why they're your favorites?
Yeah, I remember starting out and being very interested in teaching upper level courses, and I enjoy that, but I find myself as I go along really enjoying sort of the lower language classes, because it's in some cases it's this sort of discovery of this skill that some people really want to develop, and they have an innocence to it, but there's a process by which one learns a language which almost mimics this, you know, when you go back and you think about when you're learning it as a child. So there's something very playful about that, and I very much like that. On the 300 level, 320, which is Introduction to Literature, is one of my favorite ones as well. And of course, the sci-fi class, I've been very much enjoying that because it goes with my research. So I can sort of enjoy the class, teach, and get ideas.
This podcast is a production of the College of Charleston's Teaching and Learning Team. I'm Dr. Michael Overholt, its director and producer.